KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly cloudy today with highs around 32. North winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 16. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for snow, 38. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. Emergency crews from around the state are still fighting fires in southwest Kansas. Wildfires originating in Oklahoma crossed over, prompting evacuation notices in several counties. Two Ashland firefighters were hospitalized after taking in too much smoke, but Wichita fire officials called their recovery promising. And the so-called bathroom bill will become law after lawmakers voted to override the governor's veto. The bill limits bathroom and locker room use in government buildings to biological sex, like public schools and university, and does require government documents to reflect a person's biological sex at birth. Repeated violations could lead up to fines up to $1,000. The House of Representatives voted 87 to 37 to overrule the governor.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
Celebrate the start of 2026 by blasting into fun at Blast Off Bay Indoor Water Park, connected to the Hampton Inn in Goddard, Kansas, where it's always a warm 84 degrees. Bring in the new year with family and friends as you race down the thrilling 30-foot wide slide, splash into pools, and enjoy non-stop out-of-this-world excitement all season long. Make 2026 a year to remember. Visit blastoffbay.com and plan your adventure today.
Hey, are you driving high right now? You might be, because a whole lot of people do. They say marijuana makes them a better driver, more careful, more focused. That's probably what the guy who killed a 4-year-old thought. And now, he's in prison. You see, no matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Soybeans and corn are both mixed, digesting the Ag Outlook Forum numbers and watching South America. March beans are up 4 1/4 at 11.37 3/4. May's 3 1/2 higher at 11.52 1/2. March corn's down 2 1/4 at 4.24 1/2. May's 1 1/2 lower at 4.35 1/4. Live and feeder cattle are waiting for direct business. April live's up 27 at 242.80. June steady at 238.42. March feeders are down 47 at 370.10. And hogs are mixed, adjusting spreads, with April now up 75 at 93.30 and June lean 50 higher at 107.10. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
When you need body work done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566. 738-6566.
Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
When it community comes together, everything sparkles. Join Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems for the Everything Sparkles event celebrating our century campaign, A Time to Build. Enjoy Colorado Keys dueling pianos, a cash bar, and nonstop energy on March 27th, 7 to 11 p.m. at the Mitchell County Fair Building. Limited tickets are available at the hospital or online at mchks.com. Every ticket helps strengthen care and build a brighter future. The sparkle starts here.
You know, internet is like a box of chocolates. Some are good, some are bad, and you never really know what you're going to get. Slow speeds, surprise lag, bitter buffering, nobody wants those flavors. That's why Cunningham Fiber serves up only the sweet stuff. Fast, reliable internet with no surprises. Just smooth streaming, solid gaming, and connections you can count on. Make the switch today and taste the difference. Visit ctcfiber.net or call your local office. Cunningham Fiber, internet that's always the good chocolate.
Another sluggish start for direct cash cattle trade. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Round Field Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle business remains quiet. Bids and asking prices haven't surfaced. Packer inquiry should improve as the day progresses, but if business follows the trend of recent weeks, look for the bulk of this week's trade to hold out until sometime late in the day Friday, especially with the cattle on feed report from the USDA coming out. At the Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, steers weighing more than 550 pounds were steady to $10 higher. Heifers weighing more than 500 pounds were steady to $5 higher. The USDA says demand was good from buyers both in-house and online. Medium and large one feeder steers 608 to 649 pounds brought $453 to $483. Feeder steer 702 to 746 pounds brought $397 to $418. Medium and large one feeder heifer 657 to 682 pounds brought $386 to $404. Box beef was higher at midday with good demand for light offerings. Choice up $1.30 at $365.10. Select was 5 cents higher at $360.68. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors appear to be a bit more aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the day. There are several things that the industry continues to monitor, looking at supplies of market-ready hogs, which are ample, the solid slaughter pace, and hog weights, which are running well above year-ago levels. It's also monitoring global demand. There's no shortage of supplies, but there are lingering long-term concerns and uncertainty about demand strength in both the global and domestic markets. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday in Dorchester, Wisconsin at $66, and Red Oak, Iowa, they're higher at $57. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $2 higher with moderate demand for light offerings at $55 to $67. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were higher at midday, up 54 cents at $96.10. Ribs, butts, and hams were all sharply higher. Loins were up, bellies and picnics were down. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kenyon Giles and TJ Williams powered Wichita State to a 92-89 double overtime victory at East Carolina on Wednesday night. Wichita State improved to 3-1 in overtime games this season, tying the school record for overtime games in the single season. It marked the first time with two double overtime games in the same season since 1962 to 1963. Williams poured in a career-high 27 points on 11 of 15 shooting with 8 rebounds, including the go-ahead basket in the final minute of double overtime. Giles recorded his 13th 20-point game behind 24 points, including 2 game-tying shots to force OT and double OT. The Shockers improved to 17-10 and 9-5 in the American, which slots them in a tie for second place with Tulsa, with South Florida just slightly ahead at 10-3. They host Temple on Saturday at 5 p.m. You can watch that game on ESPN2. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
High school basketball tonight, it will be the Osborne Lady Bulldogs at Mankato Rock Hills, Hanover at Smith Center, St. John's Tipton at Plainville. Class 1A Division 1 Substate boys brackets are out. The Osborne Substate has Central Plains number 1, 19-2. Hill City is the 8 seed. They will host 9 seed Ellis. Sylvan Lucas, 15-4, will host Stockton, 4-16 on Monday. 5 seed Decatur County, 15-6, will host 12 seed St. Francis, 4-16 at Oberlin on Monday. St. John's Tipton, 16-2, the 2 seed, has a bye. They will play the winner of Lakeside, the 10 seed, 5-13, at Mankato at 6 p.m. against Rock Hills, the 7 seed, 11-9. That game will be on KDNS 94.1. Quinter, the 3 seed, gets a bye. Osborne, the 11 seed, 6-18 on the boys, will be in Lincoln on Monday to take on the Leopards, the 6 seed, 13-8. That game is at 6 p.m. on Monday in Lincoln. Class 1A D1 Substate Girls, Osborne Substate. Quinter, number 1 seed, 17-4. They get a bye. Lincoln, 11-9. The 8 seed will host Victoria, the 9 seed, 9-14 on Tuesday at 6 p.m. in Lincoln. Decatur Community, Oberlin, the 4 seed, 16-5, will host Ellis, 13 seed, 2-18 in Oberlin on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Osborne will take on Lakeside, the 12 seed, 2-15. Osborne is the 5 seed, 15-6. That game will be heard on KDNS on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Rock Hills will be the 2 seed in Substate 2 at Osborne, 16-4, they'll get a bye. 7 seed Sylvan Lucas Unified, 10-8, will host Hill City, 7-14, the 10 seed in Sylvan on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Beloit St. John's Tipton Catholic, 13-4, is the 3 seed. They get a bye. They will play the winner of 6 seed Central Plains, 14-7, and 11 seed St. Francis, 4-16. That game is in Claflin at Tuesday at 6 p.m. Class 1A Division 2 Substate Girls at Wakefield, Hanover, the 1 seed, they get a bye. They're 19-3. Center, the 8 seed, 7-12, will host Natoma, the 9 seed, 4-16, on Tuesday at Center at 6 p.m. 4 seed Axtell, 15-8, gets a bye. Pike Valley, 13-9 on the girls. The 5 seed will host Chase, 0-19, the 12 seed, at Pike Valley, Cortland, on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Lynn, 17-6, gets a bye in Substate 2. They will play the winner of 10 seed Thunder Ridge girls, 3-16, at 7 seed Tescott, 8-13, on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Randolph Blue Valley girls, 15-8, are the 3 seed. They get a bye. They will play the winner of the 11 seed Wakefield, 3-17, at 6 seed Stafford, 10-11. That game Tuesday at Stafford, 6 p.m. Class 1A D2 Substate Boys at Wakefield. Axtell, number 1, 21-1, gets a bye. Natoma, the 9 seed, 3-17, goes to Pike Valley Cortland, the 8 seed, 4-18. That game will be on Monday at 6 p.m. Thunder Ridge, the 4 seed, 12-7, gets a bye. They will play the winner of 5 seed Lynn, 12-10, and Wakefield, 0-20, the 12 seed. That game will be Monday in Lynn at 6 p.m. Hanover, 21-1, gets a bye. They will play the winner of Stafford, the 10 seed, 3-18, and Center, the 7 seed, 7-12, that game Monday in Center. Tescott gets a bye, the 3 seed, 14-7. They will play the winner of Chase, the 11 seed, 1-20, and the 6 seed, Randolph Blue Valley, 12-11, that game at Randolph Blue Valley on Monday.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers B&W trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
Is your current ride making sounds that aren't on the radio? It might be time to visit Lazy H Auto. Shop anytime, even in your pajamas, at LazyHAuto.com. Good credit? Snag interest rates as low as 5.24%. Building credit? No worries. Lazy H Auto has bad credit and credit rebuild options to get you rolling. Got that tax return burning a hole in your pocket? Put it to good use on a like newer quality used vehicle, including off-lease, highway-driven, and one-owner rides. And hey, there's still a few campers left at clearance prices. Enjoy a free 3-month, 3,000-mile drivetrain warranty on qualifying deals or upgrade at a discount for a truly worry-free purchase. Set up your appointment 7 days a week. Shop LazyHAuto.com.
You're never alone on this journey. Families across our community trust in Solomon Valley Hospice to walk beside them through life's most tender moments with kindness, understanding, and care. Here's what families are saying. They brought peace to our whole family. Their care made all the difference. They helped us focus on what truly mattered, time together. Solomon Valley Hospice, providing comfort, dignity, and compassion when it matters most. Visit mchks.com or call 785-738-9260.
KD Country 94, country's greatest hit.